I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Jeff asked, when Jesus was on the cross, his statement, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they do. Who is the them, and did God answer that prayer?
Yeah. The passage is Luke 23, verses 33 and 34. It says, when they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified Jesus and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. But Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among them. This, usually with pronouns, grammar will tell you it's the antecedent there that that is being referred to. So in the most restricted sense, Jeff, I think he's talking about those who are crucifying him, those who are there. And I take that specifically to be Roman soldiers in particular. They are crucifying him. And that makes perfect sense out of this statement where, you know, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. These soldiers are just doing their duty. They have contempt toward the Jews in particular. A couple verses later, they're mocking Jesus because he claimed to be the king of the Jews. And they thought that was, you know, that was preposterous and that the Jews were scum anyway. So it may be most directly toward those Romans. But there are Jewish officials there at the cross as well. The way I've always taken it is that I don't think that that means their sin was forgiven. Did God answer it? The way forgiveness is received is through faith. And there's none mentioned here on this cross, but it confirms what a couple passages say in the New Testament about God's wish is that no one perish, but everyone come to eternal life and to know him. That's God's desire. And so Jesus is expressing that, you know, forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. They are looking at this strictly politically or economically in the heat of the moment. They have no knowledge of the gravity of what they're doing by crucifying him here. But you can take this out to say, Father, forgive them, to be the whole world. You know, the Jews as a whole rejecting Jesus, the whole world resisting Jesus in the gospel. So show your mercy toward them. It also connects to the idea of salvation by faith through grace, that we don't do anything to deserve this, that it's God's initiative that's taken so that we can be saved from our sin at all. If you think it's going to be through your effort or your good intentions, we're sunk if it's on that basis.
Yeah, I agree. The them there, immediately following that, it says they cast lots to divide his garments and so forth. So I think it's probably everyone involved in this, you know, who has guilt, right? Because if they don't have guilt, then there's nothing to be forgiven of. And I think it's also an embodiment, you know, that the last thing Jesus does on his earthly ministry is show that he alone lives up to his standard, right? He says, love even your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. He's praying for those who persecute him.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.